Each and every one of us is unique in some way. Each of us differ from one another by certain things that we can do, special skills that we may have, and we refer these as talents. These are our talents that we all possess. There are certain things that we are very good at, and we put all these special talents to use, or at least we should. Our special talents can make us very successful, as you will see in a moment. We have them for a reason, and these skills of ours can be anything, such as academic skills, musical skills, athletic skills, and the skill of communication, even technological skills. Driving is also a skill, and there are many out there who don't know how to do that, but that takes talent. And other things such as sleeping or eating, it could also be a type of a talent. Go on YouTube, for example. Type in whatever you want. You're going to find some kind of talent that has millions of views. We may have one good talent, and we may have many talents. And like I already said, we have these talents for a reason. We all have different talents. And 1 Corinthians 7, verse 7 tells us that each of us has his own gift, and that gift comes from God. There may be one or a few particular things that we are good at. But have you ever wondered why or what the purpose is? I have asked that question many times. I sometimes still do. Is it something that I want to do? And most importantly, is it something that God wants me to do? A lot of times it is difficult to tell. You won't know until you try it. If you never try it, then you'll never know. Some things, of course, are clear that you shouldn't do that would interfere with God's law. But with the certain talents that we may have, there could very well be a purpose, especially for us in the church. Do we possess talents that benefit the church by doing the work of God in ways that we can better spread the gospel to the world? You know, there's even a purpose as to why we are in the situations that we are in, purpose why we have jobs that we have right now. Even though we may not think that it is a necessary benefit for the church, but think of it this way. And I've thought about this and talked about this. But one way, you're earning money. And by that, you help the church by tithing from it. Certain jobs that we have may teach us responsibility in certain ways that we may not necessarily do in such a way in the church. But it all goes together. We also produce patience by perhaps starting somewhere and then ultimately getting to where we want. You always have to start small to get big, unless you're really lucky. Whatever we do in our life, and that's what we have to remember, is only temporary. No matter what we do, no matter what job we have, it is only temporary right now. There are many examples in the Bible of individuals who had special talents given by God for a special purpose. And the first individual I'd like to talk about is Daniel. He had a special talent given by God. And we read that in Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 through 20. We read, God gave him knowledge and skill and all literature and wisdom. Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. At the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they served before the king. And verse 20, in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar, as we know, had dreams which troubled him, and nobody could explain the dreams to him, and he sought out to kill all the wise men of the city. But in chapter 2, verse 19, we read, "The secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision, so Daniel blessed the God of heaven." He then explained the dream to the king, and as a result, Daniel was promoted in verse 48. Now, no doubt, did Daniel have a lot of power at this point because of the special gift that he had. But it was all God's doing, and it was for a specific purpose. And we know what Daniel did. As a result, he praised him continually with prayer. And in chapter 6, we see that no matter what, Daniel always had his faith and his trust in God. And we know about the story in chapter 6, verse 10 to 23, and I ain't going to read all that. But it's about when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. But I want to read the end of that part. When he was thrown in there. And so we're at verse 20. "When the king came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. And the king spoke, saying to him, 'Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?' Daniel said to the king, 'O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you.'" Verse 23, "The king was exceedingly glad for him, commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. No injury whatsoever was found on him because he believed in his God." Now notice, this was not the same God that Nebuchadnezzar believed in, but it was the one Daniel did. But because of his faith, and to prove to Nebuchadnezzar that his God, Daniel's God, was in fact the true God, Nebuchadnezzar thought otherwise. And so because of his faith, he was saved. Now look, also notice that Joseph had the same unique gift, where he was able to explain Pharaoh's dreams, realizing that the gift came from God, and as a result, was made second in command over all of Egypt, which beforehand he had absolutely nothing and was in prison. But he too praised God for his special gift. Another individual who had a special talent was David. His skill on the harp was admired by King Saul when distressing spirit had troubled him, and David would play to calm him. Let's notice in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 16, we read, "Let our master now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is skillful player on the harp, and it shall be that he will play it with his hand when the distressing spirit from God is upon you, and you shall be well." In verse 21, David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armbearer. In verse 23, "And so it was, whenever the Spirit from God was upon Saul, that David would take a harp and play it with his hand. Saul would become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him." Why is this part so important, that he was a musician? Well, because David was a musician, he wrote many songs throughout his life. And we read about them in the Bible, referred to as the Book of Psalms. And just as Daniel did, David also praised the Lord because of it. And we read that throughout the whole Book of Psalms. Samson's special talent was his strength, which was clearly given by God. Before he repented, however, from his selfish ambitions, he had taken God's gift for granted and did not glorify him, and as a result had to suffer the consequences. But he didn't realize that until right before he died. So you can have these special gifts and use them wisely, or you can do as Samson did and just do it the wrong way. Each one of these individuals had their own specific gift from God, and they all thanked God for it. Their specific talents fulfilled God's purpose, But God also wanted to make sure that the gifts that they had came from Him. We all have many different kinds of talents, but we all share the same gift, and it is very important that we continue to use that gift. Let's notice 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. We received the gift of the Holy Spirit at our baptism. That is a gift that we all have in common and that we should all use. The knowledge of the kingdom of God, God's law, and what our potential is to be God beings and have everlasting life. A great gift, which many people know nothing about. It is something that we should not take for granted because it is God and only God that has opened our minds to His way of life. All we have to do is use the gifts that He has given us, as He says in Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Now, through faith and through the gift that God has given us, we have been saved. Notice Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. Makes this point, and it sums up exactly what I am referring to. And you, He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, referring to Satan the devil, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, meaning we have accepted His sacrifice. Verse 6, raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So let us continue to use God's gift, and let's remember what it says in James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.